Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and I've got another episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting Dinner in a Movie Nutty Bites episode. Not sure of the right order of that. Whatever. All those things, just throw them together. That's what you're listening to. And today I'm going to give you a spoiler-free review of the number one best Marigold Hotel, I think is the name of the movie. You can find this on Netflix. It's a movie about a bunch of pensioners from England who, for various reasons, they buy into being able to stay long-term at this hotel in India. One of the characters is played by Maggie Smith, and she is this horrible racist who needs to get a surgery, but it's cheaper, or whatever, for her to for the aftercare and all that other stuff, for her to go to India and stay in this hotel and have the nurses there take care of her than it would be to have nurses take care of her in England for some reason. I'm not sure why. And then you've got a bunch of other very well-known Brits that are part of this. A bunch of very well-known Brits that I can't think of off the top of my head, and I can't really leave this app to find out for you, that are in this, and then they go down, and they all go through basically dealing with the different parts of their lives and the troubles and so forth. I watched it because it had Maggie Smith in it, and I pretty much love her and will watch her in anything, and she did not disappoint, even though she was very different here than in many of the other roles that I've seen her in. So it was awesome. It was really good. And in it is, I can't even remember, the guy that owns the hotel. You know him from everything. He's the young Indian guy that's in everything. And then, but more importantly, his girlfriend is, I think her name is Kamala, maybe, in Sense8. She's from Sense8. And I absolutely adore her, and I fell in love with her. And then I saw Sense8, and I was like, oh my god, I get to see more of this woman. She's amazing. So I really dug it. I've always had a thing for movies that focus on older people. I mean, like, when I was younger, I used to watch all those Hume Crone and Jessica Tanney movies. I don't know, I just loved it. And so this just kind of hits that spot for me. But it was really neat because it wasn't just, you know, old people looking back on their lives. It was, there was kind of a bridging the gap between the youth and the older people. And it was really neat also showing how India is changing and their world is changing and all of the different things. And one of the neat things was one of the characters was back in England trying to get help on the phone about her computer, and she would get sent to one of these call centers in India. So when she moved to India, she applied for a job at one of those call centers so that people could understand what was going on. And I just thought that was really funny. It's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. And the reason I chose it, this movie, to talk about tonight is because my husband and I went to our favorite Indian place ever. Yes, that's right, ever. I lived in New York and I had great Indian there, but I have never had better Indian than Tiffin's Curry in a Hurry in Barrie. It's this little, like, hallway of a restaurant. There's, you know, only a certain amount of tables, and it's owned by a husband-wife team. The husband cooks, the wife runs the restaurant, and there have been times that their teenage daughter will help out with delivering food and so forth, but that's about it. We have gone in, and the teenage daughter or the grade school age daughter are sitting at a table doing homework, which is always fun. And it is the best Indian food I have ever had. And we go in there and she just loves to feed us because she sees how much we enjoy it. And Tech is, he likes to call himself a meatitarian. You know, he likes meat. He likes potatoes. He doesn't like vegetables. He doesn't like cheese. He loves spicy stuff, but it doesn't like fish. You know, just a little more of a limited palate than mine. I'm pretty much, I'll try anything. We go there, and he will eat the vegetarian items. She's made stuff, she's brought us stuff that are completely vegetables, and vegetables he would never eat, and he gobbles them up because they are delicious. Like, there's this one cauliflower thing that she makes that is insanely good, but you'd never guess that it was cauliflower. And tonight we had a thing, and it was onions and carrots and something else, but it transformed itself into this whole other food, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. The soup I had today was just complete comfort food. And then they make these dumplings. Oh my God, they're amazing. And I say dumplings, but they don't look anything like traditional dumplings, but they are covered in amazing, amazing sauce. And then you dip it into this really yummy green sauce, which does not taste anything like you would expect it to taste. There's this spice that she puts on top, and I asked her what the spices were because I couldn't identify them, and she just put her finger over her mouth and walked away. So yeah, that was really funny. But she loves feeding us, and it's always fun. So tonight, you know, we had a couple different appetizers, and Tech had the lamb vindaloo, and I had the chicken tandoori cooked, you know, in the whole clay pot thing, whatever. Oh my God, it was amazing. Oh, I never make tandoori that good. Yeah, absolutely amazing and so filling. I don't think we've ever left there without having to box something up. My favorite is when we go in and she just gives us a mix of things, and she does like a whole, you know, you pay this much for dinner and I'll bring you a sampling of things. And that happens quite a bit. And when that happens, that's our favorite time to go in, because you get a little bit of everything on the menu, and it's amazing. And the naan there, it's the best naan in the world. I mean, they must lace it with crack or something. It is amazing. So good. So yeah, Tiffin's curry in a hurry. And so I'm probably talking more about this food than I did the movie, but I love, 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 love this food. And it's really good. And it's worth it to me to adapt my life around their weird hours. And I say weird hours, but they're probably not for most people. They're just weird for me, who likes to stay up late. Because they close at like 7, 7:30, and they don't open till 4. So it's like 4 to 7, 7:30. So you kind of got to get in for dinner around that time. And there are times that they'll just be full up. And then there are times when you'll be the only one there. And today, there was nobody in the restaurant. And we sat down and we started eating. And then all of a sudden, a family the size of my family came in and took half the restaurant, and that was awesome. And then a couple more tables came in, and then she had to put out the reserve tables for the reservations that she had later on, because she was like, uh-oh. Because when you go for Indian, it's not a quick in-and-out thing. It's one of those, you spend a lot of time there, and you feast over food. So that is my dog days for today. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.